Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Mexico's first female president takes office today. CBS correspondent Adrian Bard is in Mexico City joining us now. Tell us, Adrian, about Claudia Sheinbaum.
She's about 60 years old. She's been a lifelong member of the left, always worked towards that. She was the mayor of Mexico City, and she has an interesting academic background as a scientist with a PhD. And she did attend UC Berkeley for that degree. So she's been in politics and part of the current president, AMLO's inner circle, for a long, long time, and sort of rather quietly at first moved her way up, but holding the job as mayor of Mexico City, which is one of the world's biggest cities, was really kind of a stepping stone or a final stepping stone for her. And now she has made it to be what they're calling in Spanish, Presidenta.
Can she be as popular as her predecessor and mentor?
Well, it's sort of a tough act to follow. You know, he has over 60%, closer to 66% approval rating. But the other, the rest of the people, the other 45% are, I don't know if I did the math right, I think it's 35%, sorry. You know, he also has a lot of people vehemently against everything that he's done. This is AMLO, the current president. So she will have to find a way to continue that popularity by upholding some of the policies which have made him popular. And those are things that, if you're on the opposite side, people see maybe as handouts, free scholarships for all students, 18 to 25. Also added pensions for senior citizens. He increased that amount. Very, very popular, but also one could say important. So she will have a tough act to follow, but people seem to like her a lot, and she got 60% of the vote, Megan.
What are her plans to tackle violence in Mexico? I understand that is one of the top issues that she'll need to address.
Well, it really is, and homicide rates under AMLO spiked to the highest in history in Mexico. He has been sort of denying that, but, you know, one of the things that has been done immediately, it's already been done in the new Congress, which is controlled in both houses by Claudia Sheinbaum and AMLO's party. One of the things they already did was to make the National Guard part of the army. And that will add and sort of beef up power. I mean, you're sort of starting to see that already around Mexico City, a lot more army uniforms out on the streets. So they are increasing that, but you know, I haven't heard really a firm strategy to dismantle what remains of the drug cartels. And there has been a big shift in that, with some of the big kingpins being caught and extradited to the U.S. So perhaps that will help, but they've got their hands full. She certainly has her hands full on that count.
I understand there are some U.S. dignitaries that are expected to be in attendance today, including Dr. Jill Biden. You know, what do we expect of Sheinbaum's relationship with the United States going forward?
Yeah, well, that's a great and key question. Yes, Joe Biden was already in Mexico and gave a little toast and speech at the U.S. ambassador to Mexico's residence last night, kind of a hats off to Claudia Sheinbaum. So, you know, I think the relationships institutionally with the U.S. on a number of the key issues have improved. One of the people that's here with Joe Biden is Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a Homeland Security Secretary, and I think that's a nod to the good working relationship at the, again, institutional level. What will Claudia Sheinbaum's personal relationship look like with either a Donald Trump or a Kamala Harris. We don't really know exactly yet, although on the election night, I did ask some of the people who are now in his cabinet what they thought about that, in particular about a feminist like Claudia Sheinbaum facing up against Donald Trump. And they said, look, she's intelligent. She's easy to get along with, and she'll be institutional no matter what. Of course, down here, everybody's also, and I'm sure in the U.S. people will think about the same thing. Sheinbaum is the first woman, as I've said, not only in Mexico, but in North America. So it would be a very interesting, maybe a sea change, perhaps for some of us aging feminists like myself, to see two women in this continent running things and see if there will be any differences and what will be those differences and how the two of them will get along, which probably will be pretty good.
You mentioned the drug cartels and the enforcement action by the United States. A couple other key issues between the two countries would likely be trade and immigration. So, you know, what has she said about her platform and what her push will be on those issues?
Right. Well, you know, trade is a little bit sticky now, because one of the things that Sheinbaum's party, which is quite a progressive leftist party, has done right now is change the constitution of Mexico in regards to the judicial system. So that means that starting next year, all federal judges in Mexico will have to be elected. And there has been some concern expressed by the U.S. ambassador here. He speaks for the U.S. government about whether those people, not specifically on that point, but concerned about whether this judicial reform is a good thing for the trade relationship with Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. That's a very complex issue. And, you know, immigration is not seen in the same way in Mexico as it is in the U.S. It's not top of mind. It wasn't in the election. Security and the economy and other things were way ahead of immigration. But the numbers are already way down. And for immigration, for migrants coming through Mexico, the numbers getting to the U.S. border and crossing in have been drastically reduced. And I think that perhaps speaks to this institutional relationship I've mentioned. The U.S. and Mexico, since December, when the crossing ceased, worked really hard to do things that would stop this sudden wave of migrants, a lot from Venezuela, where there's kind of a collapse of everything, and from Haiti, another country with the same circumstances. There has been some progress made. So Sheinbaum basically is going to continue all of that. And again, with the beefed up security, that may be of some help also. And also, she has talked a lot about the root causes, and I'm sure people have heard that from Kamala Harris, addressing the poverty, the violence, the economic troubles in these countries where the migrants are coming to the U.S. from.
CBS's Adrian Bard, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Megan.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.